like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
This is It's Movie Time.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, my. Black Widow.
Yes.
It's a shame that both she and Florence Pugh are stars, when in fact I would much rather see either one of them in a smaller independent film where their acting could come before. But who's going to turn down millions to be known planet-wide?
I would say even it expands through the universe. In a way, Scarlett Johansson kind of pulling back a little.
She did.
The real breakout here was Florence Pugh. Some of the other people, including David Harbour, that plays their, quote, adopted dad, Alexei.
Well, Pugh, some people will remember, was in Little Women.
Like a Scarlett Johansson, but also like a Jennifer Lawrence.
This is Black Widow.
She sacrifices herself in that last Avengers movie, Endgame. They always tried to make it seem like, could she be like a love romantic interest for, like, Captain America, or even the Banner character, the Big Hulk. A great movie for particularly the fans of the Marvel
movie. Sure, you're going to get some of the origins for her and her family and her sister, and they're going to appreciate that. Others will be working on the Freudian interpretations of her and her father, her affection for that Hulk character. Dr. Freud, hello.
Well, and of course, they're not related by blood. You know, because it's all family put together.
Isn't that early scene about 1995?
Well,
first 40 minutes or so? You can't get a better introduction. Chasing plus family. The two sisters get back together again.
Yeah.
We find out about the parents who have been gone. Find them slipping into Bondian territory with the megalomaniac played by Ray Winstone. Dreykov.
Very reminiscent in some ways of a lot of the James Bond
movies. Of course.
Blofeld.
He's able to control minds and take away free will.
Well, it was kind of a humorous scene, but it was Elena, the Florence Pugh character, telling her dad and her foster dad and mom, whatever, when they meet up later on, about that being part of the widows, how they not only brainwashed him, they forced them all to have hysterectomy. This was what I love so much about Pugh in this role, her humor. But she's still kind of a sweetheart.
She plays it low. She is really good.
Just a kick butt little action.
And what I like about it, too, is that it is a commentary on the feminist movement. When you have widows all around the world who are controlled by this male, do you get these two young ladies who are going to liberate them all? That's, there for me, way too many explosions. I don't know why this time I'm bothered by them. I thought I was getting used to the kick fighting and the explosions, which I know are part and parcel of this kind of movie.
You know, the cinematography and the editing sometimes blend itself, especially when the thing's blowing up and they're skydiving, chasing each other and like that.
Yeah, the cutting on that is way too quick for me.
Wow.
I mean, you can't keep track. And I will always contend that's a cheap way for a director and editor to get away with murder, so to speak. Just by quick cutting. So you don't have to tell whether they've been accurate or not.
When the two sisters, Elena and Natasha, finally meet and then face off and, just knocking each other around.
I know. There are some very light, funny parts. One where Elena comes down and gets into the Iron Man pose, making fun of Natasha, the ballet.
Well, when she was kind of like whipping her hair,
right?
And then and she does it herself at one time, jumping down and landing in a crouch, with her head down and then flipping the head up. First opening scene when the family's about to be discovered, and so they take off. I compare it, the extended reunion scene, and they're around the table, eating whatever.
Those are moments that I look forward to, even though they do drag, because there's been so much action. I like it settling down and revealing more about the family.
The main thing, no matter the type of movie, the relationships between the characters.
All right, Wayne Miller.
Yep.
Black Widow.
Yep.
What advice would you give our audience?
I'd say see it, even if you're not and haven't seen all of the Marvel movies.
No, right. You don't need to.
I think, don't try to figure out some of the hints they drop about other events of the Avengers and all this other stuff. But as with usual with a Marvel movie,
you better
stay for the credits.
You better stay.
Yes. And then you have a kind of a bit of a surprise of a character. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.